USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Firefighters are putting out flames after a large explosion in downtown Nashville. The Metro Nashville Office of Emergency Management telling a local TV station a parked RV exploded and caused damage to several buildings. Americans' kindness and courage during the COVID-19 pandemic has been inspiring to President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump. The couple said Thursday in their annual Christmas message, "Christmas may look a lot different for many Americans out there, but Dr. William Hazeltine tells MSNBC there is light at the end of the tunnel."
I'd like to give a little bit of perhaps Christmas cheer. We have vaccines on the way for many companies, and they will be more available. We have new drugs that are on their way and will help ease the burden, not only of the virus, but the consequences of the virus.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
President Trump's surprise opposition to emergency coronavirus aid and annual government funding passed by Congress has left Americans and global financial markets wondering whether Washington will iron out its differences or descend into chaos in the coming days. The president has not yet said if he would veto the COVID relief bill, along with the bill that is set to fund the government through next September. The bills did pass with bipartisan support, but one Republican who voted no for the bill was Republican Senator Ken Buck of Colorado.
In this COVID relief package, we are giving money to Pakistan. We're giving money all over the world, really, and not focusing on those who need it the most here at home.
Roger Stone, President Trump's longtime political advisor who received a pardon on Wednesday, says he plans to sue the Justice Department for $25 million, as well as multiple members of the department that prosecuted and convicted him. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The speculation continues regarding ambassador picks for President-elect Joe Biden. One of the names being floated around as ambassador to China is Disney's executive chairman Bob Iger. Former production executive Chris Fenton tells Fox Business his thoughts on Iger possibly being picked as a U.S. ambassador to China.
The big question is whether he can remove conflicts that he has and whether he's seen the light in regards to the threat that China poses to Americans. Quite frankly, one of the big things that he has to remember is that in that position, he is not representing the interests of shareholders. He's representing the interests of Americans, the policies that we're pushing, the values, the principles that we hold dearly.
And regarding Iger and his current position, Fenton tells Fox Business,
if you look back to last October when the NBA controversy came out, there was an internal email that went through ESPN, which is owned by Disney, telling journalists on the ESPN network not to talk about sensitive issues involving China. Is that a policy that he wants to press upon all American journalists if he's in that ambassadorship? These are tough questions we need to get answers to.
If you don't want to cook on Christmas, there are restaurants open. Those include places like IHOP, Denny's, Dunkin' Donuts, and Waffle House. And, of course, many Chinese restaurants also expected to be open later. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.